If you yourself consider that you are empathic or have had any experience with empathy, you understand the title of this satsang, which is Empathy Sucks. And really it does, quite literally and practically. I'm just going to put in there the word practical. That is the basis of shamanism. We very much work in the practical realms. And I like to think of the practical as the frame of a hand drum. Upon that drum, for instance, my drum and the symbol for this course is painted the four directions, or, you know, any circle encompasses the four directions. So the practical is like that circle, the rim, the frame, and the emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental are encompassed within the practical, but never, the practical never gets, steeped in any one of them. It's able to stay out of their business and simply witness and watch. And so in watching people experience empathy, one might see, as we do in shamanism, we see that they are sucking up other people's energetic fields in a way, not like a vampire, but it's a tendency to suck up other people's emotions. And for some reason, the heavier, denser emotions, not so much the light ones. So there may be just some kind of magnetic, attraction or something that has that happen. It's just the way it is. So what we're seeing in empathetic people are that they have a tendency to suck, like a Hoover, a vacuum, other people's negative energy fields. And on one hand, this is very helpful, for it does help clean others. But in the one who is the Hoover, it can bring distress, sickness, illness, serious illness, mostly addiction. And in this age of everybody wanting to apply their gifts and be in service, being an empathetic person can take on the vibration of being an addiction itself. One becomes addicted to cleaning up after others. But unless you are very skilled at this, and when you are skilled, it would really be, empathy would move into the territory of an advanced Buddhist practice called Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N. Which is transforming suffering into compassion, more or less. And when I was first taught it, I was warned not to do it until I was skilled in it. And I don't even do it really right now. It's not really my thing. But I have watched somebody do it recently, and it's not really his thing either. And it was been such a perfect example of someone who is experiencing what we've just been talking about. And I am in this place right now, cohabitating with a bunch of co-workers on a remote island, and we're all strangers to each other. We come from more or less different worlds. And a new fellow just came in as a painter, and he is very sensitive and probably he does this everywhere he goes, but, began being Hoover. And we've all been here for 5 weeks already. We're pretty tired. We work really hard all day, 7 days a week. And, there's disgruntlement and, probably lots of things going on. So he comes in just recently and begins to do some deep house cleaning. And he got sick within 2 days. He went down he was vomiting and he was sleeping. He just couldn't function. And none of the rest of us have any ailments, and the food's fine in that way. We're not all vomiting, but it's rather challenging, the food. Watching him again, and really, he just laid it out. Now, this is a fellow who has already told us that he's been addicted to heroin, he has been addicted to crack, and he has been in recovery from both of them. This is very common for people who are empathic and do not know how to switch it on and off, which is very, very important. You must know how to, like anything, switch it on and switch it off and have right use of the empathic function. And so, how does one do that? Well, life will teach you. Life will teach you. You've heard this about it. You're becoming more aware of what empathy is and why you're so tired or grumpy or edgy or sick. That this very well is a, what do you call it when you go to a doctor and they tell you what's wrong with you, so to speak. Not analysis, anyway. There's nothing wrong with you either, you see. It's just not knowing, not understanding. So empathy, once it is understood, does function like Tonglen in a more minor way without harming the channel. In fact, you don't even know you're doing it anymore. And so it isn't really being empathetic, or I'm sorry, empathic. it is, in fact, being empathetic. So being empathetic is a little closer to compassion. And compassion just is, you know, it's not really a big deal. Most of all this stuff we're talking about is really not a big deal. Once you settle into it, just settle into the quietness and gentleness of these things. There's no heroism involved in it. There's no, oh, gee, I just cleaned up those people's fields for them. Well, we don't do it that way. This is where symbiosis is a very efficient system. It runs on efficiency. It doesn't run on gas or power. It runs on efficiency. And so as we evolve, we are learning via symbiosis how to become more efficient, which includes just doing it. Just do it, you know, as Nike says. So we're just doing the cleanup as we go along, but understanding utilizing our understanding, which is also a not a big deal. It's just something you begin to be. So this whole idea about being, you be understanding, you be empathy, you be compassion. You know, in Spanish, there are two forms for be. There is the temporary be and the permanent be. So there's just this aspect of, there's who and what you are, and then there's these states of being that we pass through and pass through us. And again, that's the key to shamanism. And I've been seeing this term now, the universal shaman, and not really sure what that means, honestly. perhaps not necessarily working with plants, but just working with universal energies. And the key to all shamanism is to allow things to pass through you. Let nothing stick to you. Be the empty cup, which is really more like a straw. or it can be a cup that runneth over. But the idea is that you are fluid, you are permeable, porous, and able to function with that kind of grace and fluidity. So just one more little piece about empathy that, you know, there's a lot of magicians running around who don't really know they're magicians, you see, like this fellow. And we might call them the magician's apprentice, like Mickey Mouse in Fantasia. Now, he was aware he was a magician's apprentice, but the point where he... the broom was bothering him, the broom, which, you know, represents magic. It was bothering him and pestering him, so he decided to chop it up with an axe. And, of course, it multiplied and multiplied and multiplied and multiplied, which is a very good story to convey what happens with empathy. So when you try to... clean up with the broom. it just multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. So as soon as empathy engages, it knows no limit, and it will continue to hoover entire, you know, gatherings. Some people go to gatherings and get quite grumpy or ill or just discombobulated, and it's because they're hoovering you know, huge amounts of territory. So there you go, a little bit about empathy and how to work with it, which is the key to the course of Changing Mind. We work with what is called the art of integration. You're not trying to get rid of something because nothing's going anywhere. Everything that is here. You are learning to work with. And in that is the coexistence.